You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Walls, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, 833-212-1017. It is 833-212-1017. You can call in or text in to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. You can always watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That's 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a subscribe, as well as we are on our way to 5,000 subscribers. Shout out to Rhea Riley holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday indeed. And shout out to you, Truth Nation, as well. Before I get into it, you know what's so interesting is that I follow politics, and I always find it to be so interesting that there's like a poll where Trump just got elected less than a year ago, and all of a sudden, thank you, Brother Z, Trump got elected less than a year ago, and now they have polls out here, multiple polls out here talking about, you know, the shift towards Democrats. Like, it took, people don't know what they want. How is it that Trump just got elected? And listen, Trump's doing a terrible job in my perspective, and probably many people's perspective. But how is it that the public opinion on Trump done switched in 8 months? This man ain't been in office 8 months yet, and already the public opinion is shifting and leaning toward Democrats. Like, what did y'all expect to happen? That's what I'm so surprised about. Like, y'all, are y'all shocked that this stuff is happening? Are y'all shocked that it's chaos? How in the span of 8 months did this man do so much where you say, you know what? He's too crazy. The hell? He was doing crazy stuff 4 years ago. Y'all should have known this was going to happen. So I just find that to be interesting. But again, 833-212-1017, Truth Talk to text line. And, you know, off the top today, I got to talk about a little problem that I got to bring to you, Truth Nation.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you gotta get off your chest today.
Well, Truth Nation, I feel uneasy. I feel very uneasy about doing this, but they have caused havoc on my household, and I may need to do something about it. And what I'm talking about is, I have a problem, Truth Nation. I have a problem. I'm coming to the congregation today because I need some assistance. Now, the last couple shows, I would say, have been impactful. I don't know about you, Rhea, but you feel like, I feel like, not to toot our horn a little bit, I feel like we've delivered for Truth Nation this week some informative, entertaining stuff this week. What you think?
Yeah, of course.
And so today, I'm going to be a little selfish and focused, at least at the start, focus on me because I got problems. Now, I know I got a lot of problems, but my problem I have right now that I need to address with y'all is that I got a chipmunk problem. Yes, I got a chipmunk problem. Now, your boy installed some new concrete at the crib about last September. So I got some new concrete, beautiful, the most beautiful concrete you can find, beautiful concrete. And so, you know, I took pride in the fact I got the concrete. Wasn't cheap, but it looked good, and it was necessary because your boy was getting some water in the basement, and in order to get rid of that water in the basement, it was because of the concrete, so I had to get the concrete redone. So, I dropped a couple stacks on that, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't cheap. So two Saturdays ago, I'm getting ready to drop my baby girl off. She's doing this event. Shout out to my baby girl, always doing stuff in the community. And so I'm dropping her off at this event early in the morning, and randomly, she goes, ah! I said, what in the? It is 8 o'clock in the morning. What are you screaming for like that? She said, I saw a chipmunk. I said, you saw a chipmunk? Because I didn't know what it was. Y'all know women will scream for any reason randomly. Randomly scream for any reason. It's, ah, I see a bug. Ah! You know that, Rhea. You probably just be screaming, ah!
I don't scream like that.
How you scream?
I more of a freeze.
You go, oh. I can see that. She too cool for school, Rhea is. But baby girl told me she saw a chipmunk that went under our concrete. I said, oh. She told me you got to get rid of it. I said, oh, okay. Okay. You know, I didn't think too much of it. I said, it's a chipmunk. I see him all the time. Okay, I'll oblige. I'll get rid of it. I dropped her off. I came back. I wasn't finna get rid of it. I was finna go in the house and do what I wanted to do. But then when I pull up, the chipmunk kind of ran and ran into the hole. I said, this chipmunk might be a little problem. This chipmunk done ran back into the hole. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something about me. I don't know if y'all know this, but I'm not a really outdoors guy. I'm not an outside guy. I'm kind of more of an inside guy. I'm not really a guy that, you know, I cut the grass. I can cut weeds, but I'm not doing the big landscaping stuff. You know, the Lord blessed me with many different skills, but being somebody who can do, I can change a tire, but I can't change oil. I can't fix nothing on cars. That's what hard work is for, to pay somebody to do it. But I'm not a hands guy. I'm not an outdoors guy. And so when I got back to the crib and I saw that chipmunk run under my concrete, I said, well, I got to figure out how to get this thing out. And, you know, I ain't scared of the chipmunk, but I don't play around with rodents. I don't do squirrels. I don't do chipmunks. I don't do none of them. I don't do none of that. So I go over.
A photo.
I go over to the hole, and I see the hole in the ground. I stomp my feet, try to get the chipmunk out, because I just seen him go down there, so I know he's there. So I stomp my feet, nothing happened. I said, okay, well, all right, well, that ain't work. So then I go to the garage. I said, well, let me try to find a stick. So I grab a stick and a pole, and I put the pole down there to try to get to the chipmunk. Nothing. I'm like, damn, this chipmunk deep. So then I said, well, what do I do next? What do I do next? I said, all right, well, I don't want this chipmunk. I can't get too close because I want the chipmunk popping out at me, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't mess with rodents. You know what I did next, Rhea?
What'd you do?
I grabbed my water hose, and I said, well, maybe if I take a squirt gun, a super soaker, and I spray it and it hit you in the head, what you going to do?
I'm going to fight you, probably.
Fight me or react, like, oh, whoa, wow. And so I said, well, let me go ahead and get this hose. And I got the cool hose where you can turn the dial so you have different type. You can have the shower spray. You can have the mist. Or you can have the jet stream. And I put it on the jet stream, and I started just pow, 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 pow. I was popping that damn chipmunk. I was trying to hit him. I was spraying into the hole. I was just spraying water, and nothing happened. So at this point, I'm getting concerned that I done drowned Alvin. I'm like, oh, no, I think Alvin ain't came up. I said, I done drowned Alvin. So what I did was, yeah, I was concerned, Rhea, because I'm a humane person. So what I went to do, Truth Nation, is I Googled, can chipmunks swim? Chipmunks can swim. It's not their mode of transportation they want, but they can swim. So I was like, okay. Well, hopefully I didn't drown Alvin. So I Alvin didn't come up. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. And so I told my baby girl, I said, baby, I think I done drowned Alvin. I think I done drowned the chipmunk. Because I ain't seen the chipmunk. And I said, maybe I drowned it. And I felt bad. I legitimately felt bad for about 4 or 5 days. I was like, dang, I done killed the chipmunk. Like, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to drown. I was just trying to get him to come out. It was his own fault. So then, all of a sudden, a couple days later, guess who done popped back up? Alvin the chipmunk. Alvin done popped back up at my house, and I'm like, oh, I got to get rid of Alvin. And so Alvin popped back up, so I said, well, you know, baby girl saw Alvin again. We saw Alvin. She said, you need to take care of that. And I said, I tried. And so then I put some bricks by the hole Alvin done dug by my concrete, by brand new expensive concrete that is beautiful concrete. Go to 101.7 The Truth to see Alvin's reaction to when I put the bricks by his hole. Again, go to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube to see the bricks. So you going to see Alvin's reaction to the bricks if you go to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube that I put there with Alvin the Chipmunk. Go ahead, put it up there, Rhea. So you see my yard and y'all see Alvin. Alvin literally came home to the bricks. He looked at the bricks. He looked in the window at my baby girl. Then he looked at the bricks and then he dove right in and said, who the hell don't put these dumbass bricks over here like y'all gonna really stop me? So at this point, Truth Nation, I'm heated. I'm mad because now I'm at war because Alvin, I done gave Alvin a chance and Alvin saw these bricks here and Alvin took the time. Alvin didn't just go in his hole. Alvin took the time to sit up there and look to his left, look to his right, look around and be like, who done put these bricks in my house? And then done dove in there. So now I got this big old hole and Alvin done dove into this hole and Alvin ain't going away. So now at this point, I'm trying to figure out, I'm talking to my pops. I called my mom. I said, Mama, now, what should I do? I feel like I'm ready for war. I said, should I trap it? She said, nah, Kyle, you my son. If you trap it, then what you gonna do? I said, well, I was told I gotta take it away. Like I gotta, she said, so you gonna put a chipmunk in your car and take it away? I said, that's a good point. She said, you know what you gotta do. I said, Mama, I don't wanna do it. She said, you know what you gotta do. And so this right here, Truth Nation, is poison. I got poison to poison Alvin. And what I want to know, Truth Nation, right now, because maybe Peter might get mad, but the chipmunk, I tried to save the chipmunk. Rhea, should I poison Alvin? Because what this does right here, if the chipmunk gets one piece, if the chipmunk gets a bite of this here, what happens is he eats it and he gets dehydrated and he goes running looking for water. But while he's going to run look for water, he dies of dehydration. So what I'm trying to figure out, Truth Nation, y'all help me. Because I got a heart. But the problem is when Alvin decided to see the bricks that I put out there, and literally, and I keep putting bricks out there, and Alvin just keep putting, I'm telling, when I, if I could cuss right now, Alvin just keep messing with me. Alvin, I put these bricks, and Alvin just sits saying, you dummy, you dummy. You dummy. And I'm just like, dog, like, I'm so sick of Alvin. I'm damn near ready to kill Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. They all them chipmunks gonna get it. And so what I want to know, Truth Nation, I'm asking for some help. Because y'all know chipmunks can, they burrow under concrete slabs and they can cause all type of damage. They tunnel down. They weaken the structure. They cause cracks and they can even cause concrete to collapse. And I paid good money for this beautiful concrete. And I'm thinking about, I was on Amazon, it only cost $17.99 for me to get a trap, but my mom made a great point, so you're going to put Alvin in your car, you're going to drive him to somewhere and let him go?
It's not that bad.
No. So I'm. What if I let him go and then Alvin jump at me? Then what?
He doesn't jump at you. They're scared of you. They run the other way.
The hell
you
he
tip
is.
The this trap chipmunk, and they run the other direction.
Rhea, you saw the photo. That chipmunk looked at the bricks. He looked at my house. My girl took a picture of him because he looked. He said, look at these damn fools. That's what Alvin said. Alvin playing with me. That's why I said, listen, I'm at war with a chipmunk. So I'm trying to ask y'all, Truth Nation, what should I do to get rid of Alvin the chipmunk? Rhea, do you have any advice? You got any experience with a chipmunk? I got the poison here.
That's so sad.
Got the poison. I don't want to get too close to my face because I don't want to.
Well, clearly, because you're going to die of dehydration.
Yeah,
such a sad death.
Let me get some water.
My goodness.
Unlike Alvin, water's going to be close to me.
My God. It's cruel. Cruel.
So, have you ever had problems with chipmunks, Rhea?
I've had my mom have problems with chipmunks all of my life. So, I know exactly what you can do to try and do it. So, I got three things for you. Ready?
All right. What's the three things?
All right. Number one, you can trap it. I can give you a trapper if you'd like one.
Okay.
Okay, number two, you can bomb their holes.
Bomb the holes?
You can bomb the holes.
What do you mean bomb the hole? What does bomb the hole mean?
Bruh.
You can bomb the holes and like smoke them out.
Oh.
But they also they have a hole and they have a hole going out somewhere else too. So you have to find both holes. We can smoke them out.
That's what she said.
Kyle. There. Secondly, you can also drown them out, which you started to do.
I tried to drown them out, but
you got
to
put water all the way through. But you also got to find the other hole.
I don't know where the other hole. I think he's going in and out this hole. If he's going out another, what other hole could he be going out of?
You got to find it. Ours is in their neighbor's yard.
So we
got to figure that out.
You a damn lot. You telling me that you tell me this thing done dug a hole 20 feet?
Possibly.
Dog, ain't no way. I got to poison him.
You can't poison him. Okay, no.
Rhea, I had Rhea. If there's another hole, he just going to come back. And he's going to dig. I have to poison him.
You don't have to. Okay, the third thing. The third.
I have to poison him.
You don't have to. Don't be cruel.
You just told me this thing can do a hole 20 feet.
I'm going to call PETA on you. Okay, thirdly, you can also do cayenne pepper or like hot pepper and throw it down the hole. They have actual pepper that's made to do this with chipmunk holes. Humane. Be humane.
833-212-1017. What would y'all do to get rid of Alvin? Because I didn't think nothing of the chipmunk. Somebody said call animal control. But you gotta have it there. You can't 833-212-1017. Norman, can you help me with my chipmunk problem? Because I'm telling you this right now. I'm about ready to get rid of PETA. I'm finna make PETA mad, excuse me.
What's up, my brother? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Hey, you know what you do?
What I do?
You spray some pepper spray in there, and then watch them come out, and then you got to cover the hole up with some kind of concrete or some sand or something, and then you'll be good, brother. Peace.
So he said, get some. I don't know. Y'all making this seem like a lot of work here. I don't think it's gonna be. I feel like that might be too much. In Truth Nation, it says squirrels are smart. Let me see what Truth Nation said here. I'm gonna go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Mata Elephant said, "Oh Lord, I would love to see Kyle fight a chipmunk." Listen, I'm not fighting no chipmunk. Somebody said, "Go get him or her some nuts." Not doing it. Whoop! I know where this is going. Somebody said, "In chipmunks, LOL." Alvin has a bunker. Animal control, Kyle. Now you kill Alvin. Come on, I ain't trying to kill Alvin. Alvin was the first though. You took over his land. Well, that's true. Somebody said I'm disrespectful. Somebody said trap and release as well. And then one person said, give him a Popeye's biscuit. Are people scared of me? Somebody, oh, wow, I don't even know. What are you, that's Alvin now? Not 100% sure, but 833-212-1017. I have a chipmunk problem.
Try that again.
Chipmunk?
Yeah.
I have a chipmunk problem. And I'm trying to figure out how do I get rid of this chipmunk? Do I trap it? Do I do the humane thing?
Yes.
And I tried to do the most humane thing, but I don't know, Rhea. It seems like a lot of work.
You didn't even try that much though.
I'm about to pay $17. Somebody gave me this for free. Poison? I don't know. Should I be paying $17.99 for Alvin? I don't know. I don't want to do it. My girl don't want to do it.
So if you kill Alvin, who's getting rid of the body?
No. So what happens is they bite it. They bite the poison and then they run to go try to find the a water source. So they leave. But as they're leaving, the dehydration kicks in. So now they're away from your house. Yeah. 833-212-1017. Security Mike, you're on the war winning 1017 The Truth. What tips do you have for me to get rid of this chipmunk other than me poisoning it?
I've done this before. I got a wild bird that couldn't fly anymore around by where I was working at. I called the Humane Society and because they got the wildlife there. You can't touch it or anything like that. They're going to call you. They're going to say where you live at and everything, and they'll come and get it. Don't poison the thing. Just call the Humane Society, and then they're going to get you to wildlife, and they'll come out.
Well, so, but the chipmunk.
They came out and got that bird.
But the chipmunk is.
Got that bird.
He comes and he goes. He ain't just hanging out. He comes and he goes. He has made a home. He don't pay no rent.
Okay, well, you said he went to that hole. Wildlife will come to where that hole is. They'll be able to get them.
Is it free?
Don't poison that thing, though.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right, security, Mike. I was really ready to. I had this poison ready to go, Rhea. I was going to be honest with y'all, Truth Nation. This was supposed to be yesterday's show, and I was ready to poison. I was ready to poison the chipmunk. I really was.
I'm mad you're excited about it. You seem like you're excited.
I'm not excited about it, but the chipmunk is playing games with my life right now. That concrete was expensive. Anybody know concrete knows it's expensive. So I'm not dealing with that. Last one here, Carrie in Milwaukee. You got tips for me on the chipmunk. I appreciate you, Carrie. You're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
So you can go to like a Menards or a Home Depot, and they have the spray that you could put down, and it's like for rodents. It's like for larger animals, like maybe a fox or coyotes and stuff like that. And you can spray that down, and then they don't like the smell of that, and it keeps them away. You can use that.
Okay, you know what? Truth Nation, because of y'all, I'm going to put the poison back in my bag, and I'm going to try to do a more humane way. Now, if I see the chipmunk a week or two from now, the chipmunk dies. Is that okay, Rhea? Is that fair? Is that if I try all the humane ways of trying to get rid of this chipmunk, and it's still around my neighborhood, my house, can I kill it? Can I give it some food that might dehydrate it?
You're going to kill it. I would say, where there's one, there's probably more, heading into the fall. Do you garden? Is there a garden in your yard?
Nah, we don't do all that.
All right. Well, I would say don't get a garden. But if you're feeling this way about a chipmunk, God help you with the squirrels and the alley cats.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Truth Nation, I appreciate y'all. I do appreciate y'all again for helping me out. Now, when we come back, I told you we're going to have some fun today. So now I know I'm not going to poison the chipmunk. I really do. If you go to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube, y'all can see I got bricks. I got all blue bricks in my hand. Do I not, Rhea? I got six of these things that was ready to kill a whole family of chipmunks. I was ready for war.
But this is a sick Negro.
Ain't nothing sick. It's a sick chipmunk. Alvin crazy. But when we come back on the other side, there was a story I heard earlier this week about DoorDash. In a DoorDash situation gone wrong, and I want to address it with everybody here with Truth Nation. Again, in 3 minutes, we're going to talk about the DoorDash situation that went wrong. You're listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube at 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure y'all give us a like. Make sure y'all give us a subscribe. But I'm going to tell y'all, be careful when it comes to DoorDash in 3 minutes.
More of Truth to Power is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth Nation, if you're looking for an insurance company for homeowners insurance or car insurance, look no further than American Family Insurance. American Family Insurance makes it so easy to get an instant quote. I'm telling you, it's so easy. All you got to do is go to AmFam.com. That is AmFam.com today, and you can get a quote instantly online, or you can find the agent near you. If you feel like your cost of your homeowner's insurance ain't where it needs to be, call American Family Insurance. If you feel like your car insurance keeps going up or you don't like your deductible price, call American Family Insurance, or simply go to AmFam.com today. Also, if you're heading to a Brewers game this weekend, make sure you pay attention for the parking lot patio day for Kids Day. Yeah, if you have kids and you're going to a Brewers game before first pitch, you can head to the clock tower entrance outside of American Family Field and watch the fun begin. They have face painting, temporary tattoos, photo ops, yard games, free giveaways, live music, and so much more. It is a perfect pregame stop for the entire family. Yes, it is family friendly right there at American Family Field with the Kids Day at the parking lot patio. And it is all thanks to American Family Insurance. Visit AmFam.com today. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm Kyle Wallace, and on the other side, we were talking about the fact that I have a problem with a chipmunk, and I'm trying to figure out what to do with it. Because of Rhea, because of you all, Truth Nation, I'm not going to poison it with the poison that I have. I'm going to try to trap it and get rid of it. But I told Rhea, if it comes back, I'm going to get rid of it. Because she said her mama had the issue and they come back every year. Well, I need to send a message. I need to send, if they talking about, oh, don't go to that house. Alvin went to that house and we ain't seen Alvin since. So I'm just saying, I got to get that figured out. But now I want to transition, Truth Nation. Make sure, again, y'all can watch and stream us live on YouTube. That's 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. And I saw a story about a DoorDasher. And again, I want to be fun and lighthearted today. And do know we're going to come back with some hard-hitting topics on Monday. I don't know if you saw this one, Rhea. You'll love this one. The pastor of the Church of the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, his pastor just did like a news story with CNN, and he talked about how he wants to go back to a world where women don't have the rights to vote, and the vote is in the House. Like, they follow the man with the vote. They don't have their own individual vote. So we'll probably talk about that next week, because I think that's juicy. We want y'all want traditional households. Well, there it is. Y'all as in people. So don't worry. We'll definitely get back to that. But earlier this week, I saw a story about a Door Dasher who was attempting to deliver an order and ended up getting a result that they could never imagine. So make sure y'all go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. TMJ4 has the news story about a Door Dasher who got an experience that they were not expecting.
She did this piece chicken wing. She passed Friars to come here.
Now at 6, Milwaukee police investigating a frightening encounter for this DoorDash delivery driver.
Court documents say a customer allegedly followed Faith Morris home because of an undelivered food order.
Our Lighthouse reporter Ben Jordan spoke with Faith today about her push for policy changes at DoorDash.
She picked up one of those bricks off of the neighbor's lawn and she threw it onto here.
A smashed windshield.
This looks like she was beating my car with the four-way.
A hammered hood.
Knocked my rearview mirror off, bust this window, and the whole window out here.
And passenger side windows now in pieces on the ground.
This ain't no junkyard car. This is a 2024.
Faith Morris's livelihood as a DoorDash delivery driver.
I can no longer work right now. I can't make deliveries.
Now out of commission with $6,000 worth of damage. All over $18 worth of fast food.
I was outside for 10 minutes. This is the hood. I'm not about to sit outside with my kids in front of somebody's house, I don't know, for over 10 minutes.
The search warrant says Faith was unable to complete the delivery due to losing internet connection with the DoorDash app and returned home. Faith says that's when the customer bombarded her with calls.
She says, you just told me to have a blessed night. You said you was at home. I got your location.
Minutes later, a knock on her door caught on camera before Faith says she saw the woman proceed to bash her car. She believes the customer was able to track her home using the app's GPS since the order was never delivered.
I actually need a lawyer so that by the end of this, I can own DoorDash and change the policy. Because first of all, yes, DoorDash policies need to change.
DoorDash sent TMJ4 a statement that says, "This customer's actions are completely uncalled for, unacceptable, and disturbing. We have permanently banned them from our platform and are in touch with the Dasher directly to offer our support." The Milwaukee Police Department says the investigation is ongoing. We are seeking a known suspect at this time.
What do you hope happens to the person who did this to you?
I hope that they don't take this lightly at all. What she did, this is not warranted a 10-piece chicken wing.
Reporting in Milwaukee, Ben Jordan, TMJ4 News.
I mean, listen, this is bogus, okay? I ain't gonna lie to y'all, Truth. This is bogus. But when she said all this over a 10-piece chicken wing, I mean, my first thought was I thought the driver was trying to finesse. That was my first thought, is that the driver was probably trying to finesse. But the way that she, But the way that she done went on all the different news stations about this story, y'all, I'm telling y'all this right now. I'm not trying to, this is terrible. It's not funny. It's awful. But I will say this. $6,000 in damages is really, really bad. But this is messed up. I mean, how are people crashing out over an $18 10-piece worth of wings from Friars? I mean, the fact that this woman drove past Friars to find this woman is crazy. And but for me, I'm put myself in these shoes. I'm gonna be very honest. I'm not trying to defend this woman that did this. But what I will say is this, is that some of these DoorDash folks be grimy. They be extra grimy. And the fact that this woman said she was outside of her house, but she was in the hood, the neighborhood, she got her kids here. And the fact that she said that I was waiting and nobody came. I mean, you could have just left the food outside and moved on, or you could have figured something out. I mean, there could have been some type of solution. And so probably, and again, I'm not defending the person that caused the vandalism, but more than likely, she done probably been on the other end of a bad experience with DoorDash, and she said no more. This woman could have been coming home from a stressful day at work, and all she wanted was her 10-piece wing and fries from Friars. And then she's tracking the DoorDash person. And imagine, you've been there, Rhea. You've probably tracked your Uber, your Lyft, maybe DoorDash. You've probably tracked, and you're like, oh, they almost here. And then the worst thing is when they go the wrong direction, something happens. She's probably, what the hell? What? Where are they going? Oh, they trying to finesse me. They trying to, because then DoorDash probably, you know, yeah, that's hard enough. They probably going to say, well, we don't know what happened. You'll have to figure it out. So, I mean, I understand the anger, but I don't understand all the vandalism. It wasn't worth $6,000 worth of damage. I mean, that was bogus. But she probably thought the girl was trying to steal her food and going to teach her a lesson.
Then go refund it. Go to DoorDash and say my order didn't get here.
Listen, I get it, Rhea. I completely get it. But I feel like this woman could have exhausted all avenues. I mean, your job was to deliver the food. I mean, you didn't deliver the food and the woman was mad. I mean, I don't know. I thought it was pretty funny. I ain't going to lie to you, Rhea.
And then you then a crash out and you damaged this person's car. Yeah, you left the house anyways.
The funny part is that she left the house and went past Friars to go to the person's house to go smash her car. People are angry, extremely angry. 833-212-1017. I don't defend it whatsoever. I don't defend it, but I feel like she could have tried to reboot the app on her phone if it wasn't working. I don't feel like she exhausted every avenue to make sure that this woman got her food. So all this woman may have wanted was her 10-piece wing. That's all she wanted was the 10-piece wing. She thought this person was playing with her life. Have you ever been hangry before?
All the time.
Okay. Now, you know how people get when they're hangry. They don't think straight.
Yeah.
And so clearly this woman wasn't thinking straight when she went and she crashed out and banged somebody's car worth of $6,000 worth of damage. 833-212-1017. What would you do if someone was smashing your car over a 10-piece wing? What would you do if you saw somebody smashing your car, Rhea?
I would do what this lady did. Get me on the news. I'm calling her out.
So you're not going to go run up on them and tell them to stop, stop, stop?
Well, clearly you're crazy. You're insane. I'm not going outside without damaging my $6,000. You're one woman to my car. I'm staying in the house. All this is about to be handled through a lawyer in court.
That woman did look pretty thick, though. She looked like she might have worked out. She looked
hangry and big.
She looked like she had some butch in her. God. Rhea, did she not? Rhea. She had on a polo like me.
So I mean, hey.
She probably ready to throw hands anyways.
Would you go outside?
Nah.
See?
I'll probably call the police. I mean, that's the first thing I see. Well, actually, no, I would. I mean, hey, what are you doing? No, I would have went outside. 100%. 100% would have went outside. And if they would have pulled a gun, then I would say, whoa, bro, this is over a 10-piece wing? You going to shoot me over a 10-piece wing?
See, that you went outside. Unless you already
yourself up for failure. I would have went outside. I definitely would have went outside. I don't went outside before, but hey. Not nothing like this, but I done tried to break things up or tried to figure out what the heck is going on. If somebody smashing my car the way she did, she destroyed that woman's car. She destroyed it. Don't she have insurance, though? She got a brand new, she's flexing about a 2024
either way,
car.
Insurance ain't going to do all that.
Yes, that's what you have insurance like American Family Insurance for. You put in a claim.
Someone's gotten their car, so insurance don't be doing all that.
It's called vandalism. They're going to fix it. You got to pay the deductible. But they're going
to
fix it.
We going to court.
Because your car got stolen?
No, because my car got, we're going to court. The insurance can do what they're going to do, but we're going to court.
Yeah, I mean.
Now my deductible's gone up because you decided to crash out on my car over a 10-piece.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm taking you to court. I'm putting you under the jail.
I mean, you ever had Friars before? It's probably good.
I bet they're going to have good business now.
They're probably going to have great business now. 833-212-1017. I'm looking for y'all reaction to the Friar, not the Friar, to the lady who did DoorDash. She didn't deliver somebody food. She left her app on, so the person tracked down her house. She called her, and she said, hey, what are you going to do with my food? And she said, I ain't finna deliver your food. You think she probably went off with the mouth because she said, have a blessed day. Now, I would have been mad, too. I would have said, what do you mean have a blessed day? Why don't you bring my dang food?
Can't you talk on these apps, too, though? Can you text people back?
I'm not sure. The woman was calling her, but I mean, this is not justified. But I think the DoorDash was in the wrong, too. DoorDash was in the wrong, too. 100%.
No.
100%. Well,
she's
we'll
not wrong because you've had DoorDashes just fail and not make it. I'm not crashing out. I'm not leaving my house.
If I called you, you answered, you had my food, and you told me you couldn't find me, and I said, this is my address. Can you please drop off my food? And you say, no, I'm not doing it. I waited 10 minutes. You didn't have it. Well, what about my food? I don't know what to tell you. You want to call DoorDash. Have a blessed day. Oh, okay. Okay. We're going to bless you, all right. You took my food. I'm going to take something from you. That's what happened. 8-3. Maybe I'm crazy. 833-212-1017. Al, I see you in 4 minutes. We'll come back. Truth Nation, I see your calls. I see your texts. I see you on YouTube as well. Somebody, Kiana said, listen, somebody outside is smashing in my car. Pew, pew. In 4 minutes, we'll continue the conversation. We'll take your calls and texts. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. And let this be a lesson. Just don't order DoorDash no more.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, and I got to let y'all know the Truth Family Fest is coming back. Our third annual Truth Family Fest is on Saturday, August 23rd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Riverside University High School. Admission to Truth Family Fest is absolutely free and a great place to have fun while celebrating with family and friends. There will also be amazing food, great music, and the opportunity to win some big prizes, including backpacks for the kids. So make sure you save the date for our third annual Truth Family Fest for Saturday, August 23rd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Riverside University High School. The Truth Family Fest is presented by Crash Course Drivers Education Center and U.S. Cellular, also sponsored by Milwaukee Area Technical College, Landmark Credit Union, U.S. Bank, Milwaukee Public Schools, Gruber Law Offices, BMO Harris Bank, Big Frog, Educators Credit Union, and Riverside University High School. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. And having some conversation, I got a chipmunk problem. So I asked y'all to help me with the chipmunk problem because I don't want to have to poison it. Ooh, got a little bit too close to me with that poison, boy. And so also talking about the story of the DoorDasher who was DoorDashing and drove to a person and was trying to find a person's house. They were waiting outside. The person didn't come out, and they ended up leaving. They said the app crashed. They called the person who they were delivering the food from, called them. They must have had an argument, and the lady ended up finding her and destroyed her vehicle for up to $6,000 worth of damages. And I want to know, what would you have done in this situation? 833-212-1017. Mickey in Milwaukee. Who do you think was wrong, the DoorDasher or the person who was just trying to get their 10-piece wing?
You know what? I feel like they both was in the wrong. And I also got a question. Like, they never even said where the customer's food went to. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened to the food? Did you take it back?
She ate it.
Did you eat it? Like, where did it go?
She probably ate it.
Exactly. So, I mean, then the dasher probably didn't even know. Like, they don't be thinking. Like, if you're going to run off with somebody's food, like, you don't know if that was that person's last. You don't know if she was trying to feed her babies. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can look at it from different ways.
I
understand the customer's frustrations, and I understand the dasher being upset because she got followed and her car messed up. But you know what I'm saying? You just got to take the right precautions because at the end of the day, she could have just left that lady food on her porch.
I feel you. I agree. I don't condone the actions of that person. I just think it's an interesting story, a very, very interesting story. And I'm glad that nothing bad happened to the child or that woman. But I'm just having a conversation about it. Thank you so much, Mickey. 833-212-1017. Al, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. What is your comments about the DoorDash vandalism?
I think it was very low class and very uncouth. You talking about fryers. It's government-assisted chicken. It's the Popeyes of low income.
Oh, wow.
Chicken that you could have, it's chicken you could have took the time to go in the kitchen and cook yourself. You probably do even that more for a man who's probably just peeing on you and you walking away with nothing. She's never going to see that $6,000. She can wash that up. And then I heard they say, well, this is the hood. The reason why it's the hood is because y'all choose not to give back the redneck mentality that came from Ireland, England. Y'all don't want to give that redneck mentality back. See, hood is a mindset, and that's why our neighborhoods look like it is. But I wouldn't do all that over some chicken. $18, you probably going to need that $18 to pay that bill payment arrangement you got.
Oh, wow.
Very tacky, very low class, and that's what you don't want in your neighborhood. That's why we're picking up chicken boxes now. I would have just left the food and kept it moving.
Have you had fryers before, Al? Because I've driven past it. It's good. Actually, don't say You know what? Y'all ain't going to have fryers calling. Y'all ain't going to have fryers saying y'all said something bad about them. They chicken look delicious. That's all I say. I've never had it before, so I don't know. But it's been in the community for many years, and I respect that. So I don't care how you feel about it. Fryers has been in the community for many, many years. I'm sure the chicken is delicious. I have no idea. It's worth vandalizing the vehicle for, obviously. 833-212-1017. We're having a conversation about the Door Dasher here in Milwaukee who had her vehicle vandalized after she failed to successfully deliver someone's food. The person tracked her on the DoorDash app, went to her house, and vandalized her vehicle after they had a disagreement on the phone about where her food went. Yes, Rhea.
Whose food would you crash out for?
Oh, boy. You know, I don't eat fast food like that too often. Probably a steak. It had to be a steak somewhere. I'm not crashing out over JJ's fish and chicken. I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm just not. Them wings be little sometimes too. So I'm not.
All right.
I don't think I'm crashing. I'm crashing out over food. Now I'm trying to think what food I really want because I am that type of person. Remember in the office when somebody ate my food? You remember?
Yeah,
that?
You're upset for like a week.
I was so mad. Like, even today, there was some food out there. I said, whose food is this? Is this for, like, the public? And they said, yeah, it is. I said, okay, just checking. I was heated.
Still mad.
Heated. I was so mad. I was looking at everybody from the PDS team. I was like, dog, all y'all little gremlins touching everybody else's stuff. 833-212-1017. Terry in Milwaukee, you have some comments on the Door Dasher.
Yes, I do. Good afternoon. I believe this whole situation was absolutely ridiculous. You know, this was aired on the news media. We have our young people looking at this type of behavior. How many times have we went and bought something? How many times we have had things delivered to our homes that were unsatisfactory and we had to send it back? Just think of everybody would act like this person acted that didn't get their chicken. This is one of the things that is wrong in our community. We have no regard for other people. We have no regard for if we didn't get satisfied. That does not recommend or does not justify someone going out and damaging someone's car to that magnitude.
Agreed. Remember when folks was that Popeye's chicken sandwich? Remember people going crazy over that Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Yes, did you ever have one?
Oh, it was good.
It's not bad.
No, it's delicious. I had it in a while, but it's good. But I don't get it, is that people will stand in line for hours to get something when it first comes out because they just want to get it. But then literally 6 months later, it's like, okay. Like, I don't get why you need to be the first. But really quickly, 833-212-1017, the Truth Talking text line. Thank y'all so much for calling in and texting in as well. But also you can watch and stream us live on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And LaRon said she was eating that food when that Big Mac came knocking on her door. Probably.
Dang.
Who was that? She really pulled up. So that is probably what happened. But before we go to break, guess what, y'all?
One call, that's all.
You can be a Big Mac all you want if you win $5,000. And this is your chance to get entered to win $5,000 on the One Call, That's All Gruber 5K giveaway. Yes, right now, be caller number 10 at 833-212-1017 for your chance to be entered in to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. If your loved one has ever entered, you know who to call. It's Gruber Law Offices because they will stand up for you. But right now, be caller number 10 for your chance to be entered to win $5,000. We just gave away money last week. We'll be giving away money in 3 months, but this is your chance to be caller number 10 to be entered in to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices and the award-winning 1017 The Truth. In 3 minutes, we'll come back and wrap up the show for the weekend. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace, 833-212-1017. Caller number 10 gets entered in to win $5,000.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
One, two, three, ho!
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth and Truth Nation. I appreciate y'all having fun with me on this Friday as we get ready for a beautiful weekend of weather. And again, more of the story when it comes to this situation with DoorDasher. Listen, get upset, get mad, but find a real solution. Don't go trying to take things into your own hand. Don't do that. Don't go smashing people's cars like that. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it 100. I do think that the lady who was the DoorDasher was initially trying to do right. But then when she felt like, you know, just like anything, right? If somebody don't come pick up food or somebody don't do something in business, you're like, oh, well, if they don't get it, then I guess I'm going to keep it. And I do think in this situation, which I do not know, in this situation, the DoorDasher probably was like, you taking forever, and they left. And the woman called and said, my bad, I missed your call. They said, well, you know, you missed, you're going to have to call DoorDash. And she said, well, why can't you just bring me my food? I'll meet you somewhere. And she probably said, no, that's not the way it works. It is what it is. Have a blessed day. And the woman was just mad, having a bad day. So I do think that the DoorDasher just was going to probably keep the food to eat the food, because I don't think she took it back to Friars. She didn't say she could have went to Friars to pick up her food. She said she could have went to Friars to go order some more food. Take it up with them. So at the end of the day, let calmer heads always prevail. Thank y'all so much, Truth Nation, for tuning in to Truth to Power this week. We will be back next week. Y'all have a beautiful and blessed weekend. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. And I promise y'all next week is going to be another week of incredible content here on Truth to Power. Peace out. I'll see y'all next week. Have a beautiful and safe weekend, Truth Nation.